Hey, everyone. Amy Wood here. I have Dwayne Craig on the line with me. His mom, Gail Harris, has been missing now from the Woodruff area since Friday. And I know, Dwayne, you're getting very concerned about her well-being, aren't you?
Yes, we are just very just heartbroken, and we have no lead. We do not know what to go on, and we're asking for the public's help to just have all their eyes open just to search for her. We don't feel like all agencies that can be involved are involved, so that's why I want to get the word out there that, hey, my mom's missing. And she's been gone now for 5 days, and it is totally out of the ordinary.
You were saying, you know, that your mom, doctors have told you she doesn't really have technically dementia or anything, but she is 71. She does sometimes get forgetful and, you know, like a lot of people do as we get older. What are you worried about here? I mean, obviously, tell us about the scenario that when your friend of your mother's got there, she found the door wide open?
Yes, I usually speak with my mom numerous times a day, especially at lunch. And I had called her 3 times at lunch, and she had a doctor's appointment on Friday morning at 9:30 a.m., which we found out later she never showed. So when I called her, I assumed that maybe the doctor's appointment was running late. That's why I did not get her. Well, around... I did not get a call from the friend until around 3:30. But later the friend of my mom told me that she came over and she said around 12:30 that midday, and my mom's car was not here, yet the door was wide open, which is totally out of her character. There was no sign of anything of a struggle inside. Nothing we can see was missing. There has been no activity on any bank card, any savings, anything since then. So, you know, we do have a ping from a cell phone. My mom was the least tech-savvy person there is, so she still had a basic older flip phone. They have a ping. The sheriff's department did get that at 5:32 on Friday up in the Blacksburg area. So that is our last official any kind of indication that she is anywhere.
So what you're looking for is people to keep an eye out. Obviously, we're going to share her picture with this information. You want people, if they've seen her, if they recall seeing her anywhere, if they have seen her vehicle, what kind of vehicle are we looking for?
Yes, the vehicle is a 2006 Saturn View, the SUV type, and it is a, I guess you would call it an emerald green color. Emerald green to a darker green, which that in itself scares us, because if she may have had some kind of a medical something, she could have went off in a ravine or something, and with the foliage out there the way it is, it would blend in, you know. So, and for, you know, for her to not make contact with me is just unheard of, no matter what. But her phone, it's since 9:30 that morning, from what we tell, it has been off. And my mother would have been on that phone on the way to Spartanburg, talking to everyone. My mom is a people person. She doesn't meet a stranger. So we're just overly worried, and we just, like you say, we want the public to be looking for her picture, be looking for this vehicle in particular, and, you know, I just want all the help we can get. I just don't think it's out all the places it could be, and with you guys' help, I hope it gets there.
And you really want more law enforcement help, more agencies. Do you think that they need to put out some kind of an alert? You know, sometimes elderly people are missing, they do that.
Yeah, we have been in contact, and they have been trying to get a helicopter up since, I think, Saturday, but every day the weather has been too bad. And, I have actually called private aviation companies trying to get a private pilot to take me up and look, and there's some kind of FAA laws about that at 500 feet. Yet the National Guard can bypass these laws with a signature from the governor. I do not know how to get in touch with her, or I would have done that. But also, my last thing that really is getting at me today is there was an escaped prisoner around the upstate, and they had the helicopters out looking for him. So my thinking is, if you're looking for him, why can't you also, in that today, be looking for my mom? You know, that's my, not, I don't understand that. So, you know, I want to get that. Just look for the car. Look for her. She is the sweetest lady. If you approached her, she would probably hug you. So anything you could help, Amy, I would be in debt and grateful.
How are you all doing? You're staying at her house, kind of hoping maybe, you know, she'll walk through the door, right?
That is exactly what I'm doing. You know, Sunday, I was hoping she was just wanting to get away all weekend, went to the mountain. And Sunday night, I expected her just to pull up and say, I've been to the mountains and to the outlet malls, and I'm home, you know? But that never happened. So as the days grow, the emotional toll of being strong is getting harder to do, especially when I feel that the resources are not being tapped that we're out there, that are out there. I have tried to start a reward for information, and have been told to hold off on that that's not a good idea, which I don't understand that part either. I mean, I'm not trying to be a basher of any kind of law enforcement. I just feel like that you guys can get the word out before they can.
Well, we will stay in touch with you. We will, of course, you know, keep your mom in our prayers, and we're going to keep spreading the word, hoping people can give you the clues you need to get to her and find her, okay?
That is all I can ask for, Amy. And I thank you so much for taking my call, answering my email at this hour. You are awesome. Thank you.
You bet. We're here for you. We're 7 News. Thank you very much. And we'll